I present the prophet of the Almighty Baller.
Fans, thanks for listening. This is the last part of a podcast I've been working on, trying to get out really fast. I have another one recording, and I'm still working through the second part with Tim and James Delia, the two writers from Australia for the Nuggets and Rockets, so look forward to the next part slash parts of that coming out soon. Check out fanessentials.net, our sponsor, and use promo code Almighty to get 30% off your first month when you subscribe. And yeah, like I said, this is just a quick podcast. There'll be more content and more substantial content out soon, including a conversation that I just recorded tonight with Oliver about Chris Paul's hand injury, Steph's injury, and what the playoffs might look like here going forward. So just be patient, and I'll get you that stuff you need. Thanks.
Back to the question you never got to answer because, like, I don't know what I'm doing as a host. I'm probably not qualified.
We're good.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and Billy Donovan, you can't win a championship with them. What do you think?
Here's the thing, right? I'm of two minds. On one hand, it's early. This is his first year working with the roster. He deserves more time. On the other hand, is he going to get it? Maybe. If they, you know, lose to the Spurs in five, no. I mean, if they lose to the Spurs in five, Durant's gone. Six, Durant's probably gone. He's not going to get a fair shake, and that sucks for him, but based on what we've seen so far, I don't know if he actually deserves one.
What if they make it to the Western Conference Finals and get swept by the Warriors?
Done. Dunskies.
Yeah.
I think they have to be really close, you know?
Dude, you know what? I think Kevin Durant...
It has to be ingrained in Kevin Durant's brain that, like, man, if I just... made one or two more plays in this game, or like, if I just done one more thing here, we could have done it. I gotta come back, you know? And that's when he signs, like, the 1 year.
Dude.
But, like...
Yeah, as far as that's concerned, it would be better for the Thunder to lose in Game 7 against the Spurs than it would be to get swept by the Warriors in the next round, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. I think disaster is coming, and it is not gonna be pretty.
I don't know.
And I would love to be wrong on this.
I think so too, dude. You know?
Yeah.
LA is a big enough city that when Dwight Howard fucked over the Lakers, it pissed off the entire league.
Yeah.
But Cleveland was not. when
LeBron left, yeah.
Right. I'm trying to think of a more equivalent scenario, but it's like, okay, so Oklahoma City hates you. Well, so? What? Like, who cares? You know? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
No, for sure.
Yeah, the way that, like, Oklahoma City feels is not going to change the media narrative.
And the thing is, he's been awesome enough here, like, as a person. I mean, I think that, like, you know, that gets covered, but compared to Durant's contribution, doesn't get covered enough. He really just does so much for the community here. If people get pissed off by him leaving and, like, burn his jersey LeBron style, if I were him, I'd be very comfortable saying, okay, f*** you.
Yeah.
You know, I did what I could, my bad.
I think it would be, well, I mean, you would think, right? But, like, I mean... Me and Oliver have talked about, like, I don't think that I would be, I mean, actually, I don't really know, but I don't think that I would be hating on LaMarcus Aldridge if I lived in Portland. I mean, he stayed there for, you know, the better part of his prime, and he only left once the writing was on the wall, and that's the situation that Kevin Durant would be. And, I mean, they were rookies, they were in the same draft class. It would be, like, the same situation, except that Kevin Durant gave it another year.
Yeah.
So,
they really fucked themselves over.
The Thunder?
Yeah.
Dude, you know that they had that 30 and 30 on ESPN about the Orlando?
Yeah, I still haven't seen that, man. I really got to.
Okay, well, I mean,
like... eating up my timeline.
It's like they have like one of the top five arguable MVPs in the league in Penny, and then they draft fucking Shaquille O'Neal, who has the best rookie year in modern NBA history, and they have this really swag team that they make it to the finals in like their, I think, second year, right? Young squad, a lot of talent, and everyone's like, you know, how many championships is this team going to win? It's not even like, are they going to win a championship or will they win a championship? It's like, how many are they going to win? You know, does that sound familiar, you know? And then,
yeah.
And then someone leaves, right? Like one of their really talented players. And then like piece by piece, you know, then Shaq leaves. You know, one of their superstars gets traded, right? And then their super duper star leaves. It's basically the Thunder waiting to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
100%.
I mean, what was it? It was 2010 when they made it to the finals?
Yeah. Was it 2012.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
2012.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Prophet, you've heard of a box out, right?
Yes.
Well, how about a box in? As in box oh, in shit. Which you receive all sorts of cool gear from FanEssentials.net.
That's a stretch.
Yep, it might have been, but here we are. Go on their website, say my favorite NBA team is blank. Because I'm not going to speak for you. I'm not you. You're you. And only you are you. You're a beautiful snowflake. You've got a favorite team. It's sports. You got to have a favorite team. You're from a place. Get that team. Any of the NBA's many, many uncountable teams.
30.
No one knows how many there are.
You can get a customizable box. Customizable as in male, female, extra large, extra small.
Extra medium.
Delivered right to your doorstep. Anywhere in the country, including your friend's house, your brother's house, your son's house, your daughter's house, your stepdad's house, your stepdad's father's house.
And they're chibbity 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 cheap. It starts at just $14.99, and then it can also be $34.99 if you want to get ritzy. But not too ritzy, because we've got a promo code to use at checkout, which is just almighty, like the podcast. Then you will get 30% off on your first month, and that is a deal. So do that, and I'm Lux, and thank you.
And back to regular programming. So it's 2012. They haven't been back, dude.
Yeah.
They haven't even really been close.
Haven't been close. Yeah.
What happened, man?
Well, there's, you know, there's two injury years there, two and a half. There's last year with Durant. There's 2 years ago with the assassination of Russell Westbrook by the coward Patrick Beverley. And then,
dude, there's Patrick Ibaka. Beverley is a fucking dick.
Yo, I just like, I don't know. Everyone right now, the narrative on him is still like, oh, he's scrappy. He plays hard. I'm just waiting for him to hurt Steph. And like, he almost, like, he was fucking with him in game one. But, like, if I'm the Warriors...
Dude, that's, like, the real reason why Steph Curry was questionable in Game 2 and why he is still questionable for Game 3 is because every minute that he shares with Patrick Beverley is a minute that Patrick Beverley might end his career.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's, like...
Did you hear Sherwood, what's his name? Ethan Strauss?
Yeah.
Talking about that? He was like, yeah, Steph's ankle has no swelling, you know? It doesn't have any swelling, but, like, you know, they're still checking him out. He wasn't icing it or anything, like... I think that's really smart by the Warriors.
Yeah.
You can beat this team without Steph. Just don't fuck with it.
I mean, like, Patrick Beverley is a menace. Like, I don't think he's like Delly, you know? Like, Delly, I think, just feverishly... Or like Bruce Bowen, you know? Like, Bruce Bowen...
Yeah.
Actually, Bruce Bowen... I'm normally pretty... Did you listen to the Kings podcast?
Parts of it. I haven't finished it.
Okay, well, basically, it's, like, in large part a commentary on, like, race and, like, why DeMarcus Cousins is thought of as, like, a quote-unquote...
Like the thug. Article you wrote, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty hesitant to sort of say, like, this guy's, like, malicious and, like, you know, he's, like, a bad dude. But PBEV, I think I've seen a wide enough body of evidence, including him, like, attacking Russell Westbrook's legs.
Yeah.
That
while Westbrook's calling timeout.
Yeah. Dude, like, you don't do that. Like, that's, like, unacceptable.
And I think that's the thing, more so than calling it malicious. You know when you're playing basketball, right? There's always, like, when you're playing pickup, there are those couple guys who are just going way too hard. And not in terms of, like, a trying too hard way, but, like, throwing their bodies around in a way that it's like, I don't want to play with this guy because I'm just going to end up really banged up and really hurt, and that's just not worth it.
Okay, Well, I get that thought initially, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can't say, oh, it's unintentional, it's just a symptom of him being really intense. When he was treating Steph Curry the way he was treating, it was clearly very intentional. It was very, very much so clearly what he was trying to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah, man, That's tough. But maybe it's just...
Right?
I don't know. Because, like, even with a guy like Tony Allen, you know, Tony Allen, fantastic perimeter defender, like, really rough, and I don't think anyone's going to debate that, but it's not like Beverly, at least to me.
Yeah, dude. And Tony Allen's intense, and
yeah.
He also has gotten, like, arrested for, like, all this crazy stuff. We talked about it on the Grizzlies podcast you should
listen
to.
Have you read Shea Serrano's basketball newsletter?
No.
Oh, the most recent one, he puts NBA players as characters from The Purge, and, like, it's like Tony Allen is in, like, the number one group, which is just like, rest easy, my friends. If this guy is leading your group in The Purge, you are fine. They will take care of everything. They will kill everyone.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Tony Allen, straight up.
But I mean, that's funny, but, like, he's not, though. You know, I mean, like, I don't think he's ever tried to hurt anyone. I mean, it's like, he had, like, a really bad ankle injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just because he, during the playoffs, did this crazy dunk after the whistle was called that wasn't even necessary. He got, like, too hyped and hurt himself. Like,
oh, man.
And that's why, like, you...
It's the most Tony Allen thing I've ever heard, and that's really sad.
But, like, I don't think you can make the argument that he was out there trying to hurt himself. He was just too hyped, and he hurt himself.
Yeah.
I think that PBEV, you can easily make the argument he's not... It's like he's not a danger to himself. He's not so hyped that he's a danger to himself or others. He's just like a danger to others.
Yeah.
You know, like Steph should not be on the floor if they can avoid it.
100%.
The Rockets, like, don't have anything to lose, you know?
Yeah.
I
can't decide. Them or the Clippers, like, most hateable team in America.
Dude, it's the Rockets.
Yeah. Dwight's just like a massive, massive minus.
I think before this year, it was the Clippers.
Yeah, well... I mean, this year, I don't know, you've got the whole James Harden not trying on defense, 2.0, Beverly killing people, but then they've also got Trevor Ariza, you know, just like nice guys like him.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, the Clippers did add the whole, like, Blake thing, like the whole Blake assaulting one of his coworkers.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like,
that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Dude, we talked about that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty hateable.
Yeah, I mean, God. I don't know. At least they try, you know? And, you know, you talk about PBEV being malicious. Like, Chris Paul is like the guy in that pickup game that you were talking about. Like, he just, like, will do everything possible to win, even the little stuff that people are like, man, like, he's serious? Like, come on. And,
yeah.
Like, I respect that. I think Chris Paul's great. I love Chris Paul. It's awesome.
Wait, but here's the difference that I'm talking about in terms of, like, taking this pickup analogy maybe a little too far. Chris Paul's, like, the guy who's really good at basketball, you know? He's really good, and he's, like, taking pickup too seriously because this is his thing, and he really wants to win. Beverly is, like, the football player, like, the defensive tackle that walks out on the court and is, like, playing too hard. And it's like, dude, you don't realize the effect you can have on other people.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying. I don't think Patrick Beverly or any NBA player thinks of themselves as anything less than one of the best 300, 400 players in the world. You know?
Yeah,
So
players in the world.
But, like, I get what you're saying, certainly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this again soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
There were some good issues that were brought up here.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a good chat.
I'm not sure how you're going to edit this to make it coherently about the
hopefully.
Thunder. But, like, I don't know if it has to be, you know?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Good.
I was actually just thinking, like, what I was going to title it. I'll probably make it about the Thunder, but I don't know, whatever.
Nice. I trust you with that.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, man, no problem. Well, I've been throwing a lot of compliments out there recently. That Steph article was actually, like, that was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, dude.
The Steph LeBron article, yeah, big fan.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
I need to like, share that.
All right, stuff. Well, yeah. You've been listening to Almighty Ballin', the Almighty Podcast. Find me at Almighty Prophet and find my friend Kunal. At
Kunal Nayak 5, the number 5.
I knew that. I actually did know that, but I was going to let you say it.
Nice.
And you said it.
Boom.
Send him a message if you're a Warriors fan and you want to laugh at him 6 months down the line here when Kevin Durant signs with the Warriors.
Don't do that. Don't, please. Yeah, no
or
go.
Or don't. Yeah. Actually, show him some mercy.
I will Patrick Beverly you. Don't do it. No, that's like a really serious threat. Never mind.
Yeah. And, yeah, keep listening for more great content, you know, from Almighty Ballin. And keep reading. I've talked about on the podcast recently how I've been trying to get more readership, or trying to get the readership caught up with the listenership. I've definitely been getting a lot more reads recently, and I appreciate that, everyone who's been doing that. And keep in touch, or keep reading if you're already doing so. And if you haven't, you should do that, because like Kunal just said, a lot of good content, including, I just had a guy, have you read the Nuggets article yet, Kunal?
Yeah, no, that was good.
That was written by a guy from Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna
wow,
add him
even
on.
The Australians are writing more than me. Oh my god.
Well, I mean,
I'm losing to a whole continent.
You haven't written an article, so.
Hey, 1-0, as soccer fans will tell you, is still a loss.
Yeah, they will tell you that. A lot of, I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Me neither, man. It's okay.
All right, well, hey, thanks for coming on, Kunal. It's been too long. Try to even out that score, though, 1-1.
Will do, will do. I'm coming for you, Australia. It's me against you.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I keep getting halfway into jokes in my head. Like, I keep thinking out jokes and getting, like, halfway there, you know?
I feel that, yeah.
Like, I was going with the whole, like, Rockets being hateable thing, and then I was like, okay, it's hard to hate Australia. Let's connect the two things. And my mind was like, nope, we're not even going to attempt to do that. thanks. Peace out. Enjoy the playoffs. I hope your team wins, whoever you want.
Let's do the Rockets.
Yeah, let's do the Rockets. Okay, that's
See.
Yeah, that's it.